And the time is 8:55. We have 38 degrees outside our studios at Friends Plaza in Urbana. Time to say hello to Ellen Dearden of Ag Review in Morton for a look at the commodities markets today.
Good morning to you, Jim. It looks like we've had two-sided trade overnight, but we've slipped into the minus column in the last 10 minutes again. Beans have traded up 2 to down 2, but now they're about a penny lower. January beans at 10.31.5. The corn market is down a penny and 3/4 to 3 cents, with the December at 3.34.75. That's 2 cents lower. The big factor, I thought, in the market in the last day or so has been this huge movement up in the crude based off of ideas that OPEC would see a cut in production of about 1.3 million barrels of crude production each day, and that would last for a six-month time period. This is the first time that the OPEC nations have been able to come together and at least give lip service to widespread cuts. The other thing is that Russia is not on board on this, but most of the other non-OPEC nations have been looking in this direction as well. So this crude market's gone from $43 to over $50 today, and we've just had a huge upside move. We're at $50.80 right now, up $1.36. So this has been spilling into the grain markets, and not in a positive way. We typically see when crude prices go up that we see corn prices for ethanol demand also go up, but the corn struggled all the while in here. I have noticed that this November bean, December corn for 2017, that ratio at 2.66 is really the highest in about 20 years. Export bookings came out this morning. They were pretty dismal for wheat. Wheat market's down a nickel right now. On the corn side, they were okay. On the bean side, pretty decent. The outstanding feature, I thought, on the export bookings report were extremely large bean oil buys, new marketing year high there. On the livestock side of things, you would expect that when the grain markets are lower, that we'd see a bounce in the livestock futures, and we are seeing the December cattle up 75 cents at 111.50. January feeders at 128.25 is down 17, and the nearby December hogs at 51.10 is up a nickel. I've been watching these hogs are trying to close an expiration gap we left when October went off the board that extends to 52.40, but we've had a really sharp upside move in the hogs over the last, I guess, about 6 weeks' time. Strong packer demand on the live cattle side of things probably will be a little bit supportive today. Watching the metals markets still continue to be lower. Looks to me like gold's going to go all the way back down to the recent lows, and just not seeing much happening there. We are seeing that the yuan was sharply lower this morning against the dollar. The dollar index is down 0.16, so we're seeing the dollar back off this extremely high level. Again, the Fed meets in another 2 weeks, probably will raise rates, but in the interim, watch the Italian referendum that happens this week. Could be another stunner for the markets. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.
And thank you, Ellen Dearden. She comes away every Thursday from AgriView in Morton.